Gig Decker has been a commercial fisherman and diver for decades.
Every single year of 33 years of commercial diving, I got the hell scared out of me. And I came close to drowning.
He remembers one instance when he was diving in the Alexander Archipelago.
I was following into a cave that was kind of interesting, and all of a sudden the lights went out. Before I knew it, I was in complete darkness. My head hit the top of the cave, and I thought it was all over for me.
Decker calmed down and found a glimmering light. He was able to make it out, but plenty of people don't. 179 commercial fishing fatalities were reported in Alaska from 2000 to 2014, according to the National Institute for Occupational Safety Health. Decker and others are fundraising to build a $300,000 memorial at Heritage Harbor in Wrangell. Brennan Eagle is the memorial treasurer and has been commercial fishing for 40 years. He says the site will be a 100-foot-long corridor with steel walls that display the names and stories of those lost at sea.
And then there will be a pavilion for reflection, for gathering, for ceremonies that will be at the end of this.
The memorial isn't meant to scare anybody, but it should remind folks of the realities of working at sea.
I think it's a great place to work. I've had a lot of fun on the water. I enjoy every day. Every day is different, but it's also something you really have to respect. You know, we do as much as we can to prepare so that in case something does happen, you can deal with it, but you also have to respect that things can happen that are out of your control.
Aside from the loss of life, the memorial will note Wrangell's historical relationship to the ocean. It will note the different maritime industries, from tugboat transportation to tourism, that have served Wrangell.
A site like this can help us develop a sense of belonging in young people that are entering the maritime workforce.
It will also depict Alaska Natives' long interaction with the ocean, and the group hopes to publish a collection of stories from locals who've lost someone. Construction should begin in spring of 2019. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.